So, Pam, we are about 2 weeks out from the election, 2 weeks from tomorrow. What's happening in your office right now?
We're actually seeing an increase in voter traffic on our campus and at the clerk's office. So we have had a lot of people using our ballot drop boxes that are on site, one that's in front of the police department, and there is another one on the wall at the south entrance to City Hall, as well as people coming in to either pick up a ballot or even vote their absentee ballot here in person at City Hall and then turn it right back in. So we have voting booths set up here in the hall with the clerk's office, and we've had a lot of traffic and people actually voting their ballot here.
And what questions are you hearing from voters as they're coming into your office or as they're calling?
A lot of the questions are probably the most, I think, are about early voting. And, you know, because we have the national news to contend with and, you know, people are listening to that as well. I think there's a little confusion. We're changing our language, I think, to say vote early, and some people are using that terminology. But they're actually thinking they can either go to their polling location and put it into a machine or that they can come up here. You know, they're asking where early voting is. So we're trying to explain when we talk about mail-in voting, absentee voting, early voting in Michigan, it's all the same. It's people coming in here and voting in person. They're voting their absentee ballot. They're turning it back in, but no ballots can be tabulated until election day. So that's one thing we're getting a lot of questions about. The other is the fear that they've spoiled their ballot. So we try to, you know, figure out why they think that without, you know, don't tell us how you voted, but why do you think that you've spoiled the ballot? Because what we're learning is that, you know, they don't understand maybe how to vote their ballot, and they thought voting straight party and then voting down that same party all the way down would invalidate their ballot somehow, and it will not. So we have been able to answer those questions, and it's really hard with this ballot. It's really hard to spoil it unless you're voting for too many people in an office.
So when you talk about straight party, that's just that box at the top that's either Democrat or Republican?
Yeah, there's various parties. So they can vote for the partisan section. A voter can vote straight party. And then if they wish to stay within that party, that's all they have to do for that partisan section. If they could also vote a split ticket, which is voting straight party, and then in any given category in the party partisan section or any given office, they could go and vote for candidates of a different party even. And then, or they could do what's called a mixed ticket and skip the straight party altogether and just vote for their individual candidate regardless of party in every office. And then obviously the nonpartisan and proposals need to be voted separately in any case.
I was gonna say on the ballot, it's not just the partisan. We have the nonpartisan races, and it's a two-sided ballot.
It is two-sided ballot. Yeah, it's quite lengthy. There's actually a lot on the other side, and our nonpartisan really doesn't on our ballot does start until about the third column on the front, halfway down, and the entire back side is nonpartisan and proposals.
Okay. How many AV ballots do you have out at this point, and how many have been returned?
So we've issued just over 33,000 so far, and we have 56% of those returned, which is it's a good number at this point. Typically, I have to say for Farmington Hills, our return rate on our absentees, especially for a presidential election, is right around 97, you know, between 95 and 97% return rate.
Okay. And when people are returning their ballots, can you kind of explain that process? Because I know that there have been some questions, maybe not necessarily on a local level, but certainly nationally, about ballot security and absent voter absent ballot voting.
Yeah. In fact, I think because of the conversations in the media, on the TV, you know, more people have asked about that. And in the past, maybe they didn't think about it too much, but they're certainly thinking about it now, which is good. It's a good thing. So we are getting that question, too, sometimes. So what actually happens when my ballot comes back? So you know, when we get ballots returned, we're receiving them first, receiving them in the computer. So when we do that, there's a barcode on the ballot. We can scan that barcode, and that's where when we're verifying signatures and making sure that it's that voter, that ballot number that was returned, and then it will populate a received date in the system for us when that ballot was returned. And then those ballots are put, for us, they're put in precinct and ballot order number, and we keep those locked in a room in our office when we aren't here. So those are all secured. And the ballots, you know, if we do question a signature, we want people to know and voters to know that we contact them right away. You know, we're receiving those as soon as we're receiving them as soon as we get them. You know, coming in on a Monday, we may have a couple of thousand to get through, but we're receiving them and we're calling them as soon as we question it. Yeah, from our drop boxes and stuff. So as quick as possible. But as soon as we, you know, we have that, we're either, if we have the contact information, which voters have been really great about including that on their applications, we have email, by phone. If we don't have that, we send them a letter. If they're unsigned, sometimes we get them where they didn't sign their envelope. So, again, we're contacting them right away. And then they have up until election day at 8 p.m. to come in and either verify their signature with us or come in and actually sign their ballot if they forgot to sign. So I think, again, people are questioning kind of what happens after that, but that's the process. And then by virtue of us getting that return date in the computer, voters could actually go to that Michigan Voter Information Center through the Secretary of State's website and validate that there's a return date and show that we received their ballot.
Okay. And there now there's been a change in the law about when you can, is it about processing absent ballots?
Yes. Allows for pre-processing. Yeah, that was just passed, less than a month ago.
Right.
And so communities are allowed to pre-process, which means that we can open the envelope, we can take the ballot, it's still inside of its secrecy sleeve, out, verify that the ballot number on the stub of the ballot matches the envelope that was issued, which tells, you know, what number was issued to that voter. You know, verify that there, first of all, that there is a ballot inside, that there's not two ballots inside. We see that with husband and wife sometimes. You know, make those verifications and then get a final count for that precinct. But we are not allowed to tear the stub off or remove it from the secrecy sleeve. Then all of those ballots will be sealed that night and maintained for election day. And then on election day is when we can actually remove them from the secrecy sleeve, tear off the stub, and tabulate ballots. And then obviously we're starting the whole process over with all of the ballots that were received Monday and Tuesday, the whole opening and verifying.
Okay. And you have some, you have high-speed processing machines.
Yes.
So
we have high-speed scanners to process our absentee ballots, and we have four high-speed scanners, which we will utilize again in November. We use those in August, and we'll use them again in November.
Okay. And how did that work in August?
August, we could not pre-process.
No, I'm talking about the high-speed scanners.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
High-speed,
they're essential, I think, for a community as large as we are. But we processed 18,800 in August on our high-speed.
Okay. And we had election results pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think we were done. The absentee ballot, the absentee counting board was done on 10/15 as far as tabulating and sending our results. Probably more like 10/30 by the time we uploaded those and sent those over to the county.
Okay.
So, and really, we would have been probably done a lot sooner, I think. In statewide, I mean, talking to all the clerks across the state, we all pretty much got slammed last minute, and we had probably 3,500 ballots come in the last hour and a half.
Okay.
So that's the whole process all over again. We have to first receive them in the clerk's office, check the signatures, and before we can even get them to the absentee counting board to open, verify the ballot number and all that.
Wow.
That was, I know, many clerks. It was 3,500 to 4,000 that we were receiving in the last hour to hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah,
crazy.
So that put us behind. You know, just the processing alone. But this election, you know, this is bigger turnout. With same day registration being on election day as well, the city hall becomes a precinct on its own. So not only are we running our own precinct here, we're, you know, running a county board, and we're, you know, running, operating and managing 27 precincts out at all different locations. So I anticipate if the numbers are going to be high with voter registrations on election day, those are the only voters that can still get a ballot and voted on election day, and that's going to probably put us a little bit later than normal as well.
Okay.
And I'm not afraid to say if a bunch of people are going to wait till that last day, there's going to be a line. And we're going to have to social distance you, and we only have one hallway in City Hall, so you can expect the line, and please dress for the weather.
That's a really good plan.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So do you have a guess about how many people will show up at the polls?
Well, I mean, this is what we're planning for, because I hate to guess anything, but what we're planning for is an 85% turnout. This is what we know. We have, you know, 65,600 plus registered voters. We've already issued 33,000 ballots. So that leaves, you know, 23,000 people could still potentially go to the polls if we're looking at an 85% turnout.
Right.
I think the numbers, similar numbers than in the past. I mean, we've usually been about a 75%, but our a lot of our precincts were between 75 and 80% turnout overall. But we're seeing a little flip-flop maybe with more absentees, obviously, this time than people at the polls.
Okay. And there's a precinct location change too, correct?
Yes. So precinct 26 would be great if we could get this information out again, and we're going to do some more PR these last 2 weeks. We sent notification, but everybody in precinct 26, the voters in precinct 26 that used to be at the Farmington Community School, that school closed, so our last time we were able to use that was August. So we do not have that in November, and that voters will be voting at the Tawheed Center on 10 Mile. So both locations have been posted for about a month, indicating that that one is no longer, you know, that voters now will have to go to Tawheed, and then Tawheed has been posted as a voting location.
Okay. And what are voters going to see when they get to their polling places?
So voters can expect, again, in social distancing. We are encouraging voters to wear masks. We have disinfected all our precincts before and after our use. They'll be disinfected. We'll have masks available, extra masks if people forget them and want one. But I think the social distancing is going to be the biggest thing. And, you know, we see that here at City Hall, and honestly, the voters have been great about it. They've been great about wearing the mask. They've been great about keeping their own social distancing from each other. But the lines are going to appear even longer because of that and potentially go outside because of that. It just depends on the location and how much, you know, room we have, how long is our hallway that we can go down. You know, we're kind of tied to these polling locations that are schools, churches, they all have to be 501c. We struggle with even that, even getting facilities that fall under the law. But we know, you know, parking has been an issue at some of them. It's been tough, and we know that, but we just don't have any other choices under the law for facilities to use. So please, again, voters, you know, be patient, dress for the weather. We can't obviously put tents and heaters up everywhere. We'd love to make you as comfortable as possible, but and we'll get you through as quickly as we can. But the line's gonna look even longer because of the social distancing requirements that are in place.
Okay. And then any last words for voters in general, whether they're absent voters or in-person voters? Any advice?
I think, you know, just be patient. And if you have any questions, please go to your local papers and, you know, your local, like this podcast and stuff, or certainly call your local clerk. I think one of our biggest challenges for this election has been fighting just, you know, the media attention and being a national election. It's all of the information out there doesn't necessarily pertain to Michigan. So people are hearing things, but it might not even be in Michigan law. So if you have any questions at all, call your local clerk. They can answer any questions for you, you know, about your ballot. Again, people were concerned about if they spoiled their ballot. We put so many people at ease with regard to that. So we're happy to do that and answer questions for them.
Okay. And what is the best number to call?
Our number is 248-871-2410. And that comes right to the clerk's office, so it'll bounce back to any numbers that are, you know, already being used or if people are at the counter. So you can get anybody in the office that way.
All right. Anything else you'd like to get out there before we sign off here?
Maybe just to check our website, fhgov.com. There's a purple box on the homepage. It says election information. That'll take you to our election page. And we have, you know, when the polls are open, upcoming deadlines. Our extended hours are out there. We have extended hours for the next, right up until the election. So people can, you know, get in after work. We have a couple extra Saturdays coming up this Saturday, and then the 31st will be open again. So, yeah, check that for hours or again, give us a call. But we're there and want people to take advantage of that rather than having everybody show up on election day and standing in the line.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Pam. I know you're busy, so I'll let you get back to work.
Okay. Thank you so much, Joni. I appreciate it.